I think it's extremely important. One thing I like about the Sherrard School District as a whole is I think we have a great story to tell from an opportunity and challenges standpoint. From a challenges standpoint, like every school district in the state of Illinois, this budget impasse, the uncertainty is really, we're having to make short-term decisions because of not knowing where our budget is, what the school formula is. What we need is long, predictable, you know, funding by passing a budget so we can make those long-term decisions. Having those people that make those decisions in our school building to see how those impacts that they vote on has a direct impact to those students that are in the classroom every day is extremely important. And so as also from the opportunity standpoint, with everything going on, the Sherrard School District has done what I think is an extremely good job of basically weathering the storm of not knowing what's going on. From a financial standpoint, we've been very solid. We haven't had to take a lot of bonds to keep us afloat. We've continued our progressive movement with the Chromebooks and the one-to-one initiative right now. We've got some really good IT innovators there. Our STEM outreach, if even stepping down from the high school, going down to the intermediate schools at Matherville, we have a great STEM program that, you know, does a lot with Legos starting at the fifth and sixth grade. That's getting a lot of attention. So there's a lot of good things that we can do, and we can even do those better things if we have that predictability with funding so we can make those long-term decisions. So having Mike Halpin and Dan Swanson, especially with Dan Swanson being a veteran of school boards for over 15 years, he understands how those votes that he's going to make in the State House really impacts both teachers and students in our school district.